Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 1 of 1 John chapter 3. See how great a love the Father has given us, that we would be called children of God, and in fact we are. For this reason, the world does not know us, because it did not know Him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not appeared as yet what we will be. We know that when He appears, we will be like Him, because we will see Him just as He is. And everyone who has this hope set on Him purifies himself, just as He is pure. Everyone who practices sin also practices lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. You know that He appeared in order to take away sins, and in Him there is no sin. No one who remains in Him sins continually. No one who sins continually has seen Him or knows Him. Little children, make sure no one deceives you. The one who practices righteousness is righteous, just as He is righteous. The one who practices sin is of the devil, for the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The Son of God appeared for this purpose, to destroy the works of the devil. No one who has been born of God practices sin, because his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin continually, because he has been born of God. By this, the children of God and the children of the devil are obvious. Anyone who does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor the one who does not love his brother and sister.
When a person trusts in Christ, he or she becomes a child of God. By using this language, Scripture indicates the nature of every believer's relationship with Him. He is our Heavenly Father, and we should respond as His children. This means we must learn to listen, obey, and love Him more and more. The Heavenly Father speaks clearly to us through Scripture. Many people claim they're interested in hearing from God, yet struggle to find time to read His Word. Then there are those who say, "I don't understand it," and give up. But living within every child of God is the Holy Spirit, who helps to overcome any hindrances and brings correct interpretation of the Bible. If you keep reading the Scriptures faithfully with a desire to know truth, He'll give you understanding. Once a person is born into God's family, nothing can ever sever that relationship, not even sin. However, disobedience grieves the Heavenly Father and hinders fellowship and communication with Him. Restoration, which is essential for spiritual growth, comes through confession and repentance, as we see in 1 John 1, verse 9. Today's scripture passage gives characteristics of the children of God. Are you a member of His family? If so, your life should be characterized by obedience and righteousness.